It is 6:38 p.m. on Sunday, July 25th, 2021. And this is it.
We're here.
We did it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, we're doing it still. This is it. But in around 30 or 40 minutes. It's surreal, honestly, that this was an idea. We did it like that Sunday.
Yep.
Right? That was like episode zero, because that was like the last... I think that was like the last Sunday of May.
Yes.
And then there was four Sundays in June, four Sundays in July.
Today's the last one.
And also just like, wow, time is flying. It's already basically August.
The summer really blinked by.
Which is crazy. Yeah. I mean, I think that's a product of us just getting older. You know, time just moves fast.
Yeah.
But also like, yeah, like I turned 31 in June. Mm-hmm. And then that just like went by. Now it's like, I remember it was like July 19th. I was like, wow, my birthday was a month ago. And now that's it. I mean, it's nuts. Shout out to the 300 people that have stayed with us. So the first episode got like 900 plays and then just sort of slowly declined, which makes sense. But mostly because I don't think we did a good job of promoting it. But also, I think it's just like a good... sort of like test bed of like, okay, how many people are still out there that are subscribed to like my podcast, sort of like, you know, the feed, I guess, is the word for it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say like UTM or something. But yeah, so there's now like 300 people that have come back. So shout out to the 300 of you that have stayed with us so far. We don't really know what we're going to talk about for this last one. Tyler has some ideas. I have some ideas.
Bonus episode.
Algorithms. You know, Tom Sachs. What else?
Donda, which hasn't dropped yet.
Yeah, I guess we could kind of start there.
We should talk about Tom Sachs too, because that is also timely.
Today is the last day of that. So Donda. Yep. He did his, where was that arena in Atlanta?
Kanye West did his performance at, I think it was the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah.
And it was just like a giant white canvas.
Yeah.
And it was like him dressed in all red with like a stocking on his face.
Yeah, yeah.
And did he even play new music?
That was the new album, but like
very unclear.
It was like a listening party where he didn't really perform. He just kind of like played it on the speakers and like.
Interesting.
And like, just, I don't even know if you would call it dancing.
Did you watch it?
I watched most of it. I tuned in a little late because
it like started.
You never
late,
know what
right?
it was.
Like,
yeah, it started weirdly, yeah. But like.
And now, word on the street, according to TikTok, is that he has built himself a living quarters and like a recording studio inside the arena for him to finish the album.
Really?
And apparently the album is now dropping on August 6th.
Yeah, that I heard. So, I didn't know he was staying in the stadium.
Yeah, that's according to the TikTok, you know, investigators that I've seen. It's crazy how, in relation to TikTok, like moving away from Donda for a second, the Olympic content on TikTok is unbelievable. There's hundreds of athletes across dozens of different disciplines, and they're all like mostly are like very young, you know, so they're mm-hmm. excited to make content, which is awesome. And you just get like a very unique first person perspective on. So I was watching this this Australian dude, he's a diver, and he was explaining like they gave him like a portable battery bank, and he did like an unboxing of a battery bag. And he's like, oh, I'll take you to the cafeteria. And then there was the whole thing with the beds too, how they were like cardboard beds,
which I've heard a bunch of stories like against and for that thing. Yep. Like,
it
oh no,
for
it's for the environment
saving, but
and something
also to deter them from, you know, getting freaky.
But then there's also like this like weird thought about like Japanese culture, because they like don't want people to, it's weird. I read that it was just like something for like
it was
biodegradable beds, and they were affordable.
It's just I like in the 2016 Olympics, there was like TikTok was Musical.ly basically.
Yeah.
It was like still very early.
TikTok
and, like,
wasn't really a thing.
It just the algorithm's so good on TikTok that like if I sit and watch one Olympic video, like I followed the like Olympic account, like the Olympics or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's like either NBC or Olympics or like at Olympics, in hopes of like finding more content, and not really the best. No offense to the person that's running that account, but like I forget who won the gold medal, but I didn't ever see the run. Like, I want to just go on that TikTok and be able to watch like all the highlights.
The actual events.
Right. Right. And I have yet to see a good place, and maybe I just haven't done enough research, but it felt like TikTok would have been a good place to just like have maybe not every single run of every single, but like show me the gold, you know,
the highlights, the short clips.
Show me the highlights. And like they posted one video of a skateboarder like bailing, and then he like hit his nuts on like the pole because he like fell off his skateboard.
I saw that, yeah.
And it was just like, all right, cool. That's cringe. that's a blooper,
TikTok, like Jackass kind of blooper, right?
But like, I want to see the actual skateboarding content
of the guys,
you know,
who like didn't hurt themselves and like rocked it.
Literally won gold medal in skateboarding Olympics for the first time.
I wonder if that's like a licensing thing, because I've definitely seen a bunch of those on Twitter.
Probably.
But it seems like TikTok would be the perfect place for that, with just the format of everything and then and like the remixing of it. We were like, check this out, look at this.
Right.
Let's drop some analysis on why that was the thing, you know?
So after I followed that account and I started engaging with Olympic just TikToks, every other video now is like another Olympian, another Olympian, another Olympian. There was one that was really impressive. I forget where the dude was from. He was like a gymnastics person, so they're on that like giant square mat. They start in the corner, then they do like a round off and like a triple turn, like double backflip thing. And the most impressive part about this dude's performance was he stuck every landing. Like, you know how sometimes they like come down and they like bounce and like take a little baby step.
Almost, yeah.
Dude, this dude's feet were glued. There was definitely some sticky material on the bottom of like and
some Velcro
movie,
or something.
Remember the movie Little Giants?
No, I never saw that.
Never seen Little Giants? No, oh my god! In this movie Little Giants, I don't want to spoil the movie. You never seen it, but it has to do with like they use some like sticky material to catch the football. And that was if you understand that reference, let us know on
Twitter.
It's a deep
cut.
That movie is an ancient classic. In any event, yeah, the TikTok algorithm is just so good. Like, I bought the Apple battery pack case. Not a case. I bought the Apple MagSafe battery this week, posted a few videos, and one of them got 400,000 views.
Wild.
Like, it's just the ability to – and I said this to Colin, who's sitting at the other end of the studio. I was like, dude, post. You never know what's going to get views, and I've been saying this to you.
You've been
also
saying this,
Tyler,
to me for weeks now, and I haven't posted any yet.
So, Colin's account on TikTok, how many followers do you have? 200? 375 followers. He had like 80 followers when this went up, but my point is he didn't gain a lot of followers. He still doesn't have a lot of followers on TikTok at all, but the video has 1.1 million views. Colin, who has no followers on TikTok, has a video with 1 million views.
It's crazy.
Now, is Colin going to go full send on becoming TikTok influencer? Absolutely not. But it just proves my point of the algorithm. If the content is inherently interesting, funny, engaging, like, the algorithm's so good that it knows to surface. Like, that video that he posted is so funny, and clearly a million other people also thought the same thing.
Right.
TikTok saw indicators that maybe someone like the setup, everything about it is so good, and then Patrick's delivery is also really good, and then just like you're sort of like your want to watch it again because it's so short. Like, it's funny the first time, and then it's still funny the second time, and then TikTok sees that, like, wow, they're watching this video more than once, right?
Huge
and,
signal.
And then they go to Colin's profile, and there's no followers, but it's okay because the algorithm doesn't care how many followers you have. They care about what the algorithm cares about what the content is. And, like, of course, if you're an Addison or a D'Amelio or a Bella Porch or anyone with, you know, 70.
What's his name? KB?
Oh, yeah. Is it Cobby or
Cobby
KB?
Cobby or KB? I'm not sure.
He has like 80 or 90
he's
something
million. He's the fastest
growing.
He's about to become
Every video they post obviously will get views because they have such a big following. But, you know, I could post videos on TikTok. Some get 400,000. Some get 4,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about hitting that For You page.
Yeah.
But once you cross a certain threshold of 75 million followers, like, even if 1% sees it, you know, that's still 750,000 views.
Yeah, it's
which,
wild.
Like, for some people is, like, absolutely viral.
Yeah.
Anyways.
That TikTok feeling, too, where, like, you said once you started watching the Olympic stuff, now you're getting served more Olympic stuff.
It's crazy how accurate it is.
And they all have – and, like, I'm sure that, like, a lot of the Olympians – are making their own content, right? Like,
that's exactly what it is.
It's like less of, and the best content probably isn't from NBC.
That's exactly
right.
Right,
it's
Tyler.
From the actual human beings who are like, exactly I'm that guy, like you said, that diver, or like a volleyball player, or like a shot put person, or like, you know what I mean? Any number of sports.
Because you get their first person perspective.
Yes.
And they're all, you could just feel their excitement about the making energy, content, yeah. You know? Like the Olympic Village, I didn't know that there's like the sort of dorms or buildings are like divided by countries. So it's like all the Italian people, all the Russian people. Mm-hmm. And then they have their cafeteria that's open 24/7 that is feeding whatever 10,000 athletes. Like, I don't know, all of it is so cool. And like, you just can't get that type of content delivery on Instagram
or I mean it's let alone like traditional like TV
right
cable
right
like you're not gonna get that you, behind the scenes right. like
you're
deep
not gonna
context.
See an Olympian's bedroom
no way but know, it's also because like the historical kinds of people like the cable TV guys like the NBCs the ESPNs who would have to fight for licensing would also then have like their like rules about what they would and would not show and it was right. very especially the Olympics which is like steeped in a lot of tradition and history.
Right.
You know, it's like, there's a lot of like stuff where they're like, oh, we can't show this. And nowadays with the internet having become so like just ingrained into our daily lives now, we're like, we expect to see that kind of stuff. I think that like the NBC kind of like traditional company thing. And this isn't like to say that like any one company, it's just like a nature of what it's like to be at an organization. You can't be as nimble a lot of the time. And so you feel that in this new world where like it's very mm-hmm. much about the individual as opposed to this institution because now everyone can have their platform and get their distribution, right?
Are you watching the Olympics at all?
Honestly, like not really, only through like highlights and stuff, which
same.
And it's interesting because like I'll see a couple of things on YouTube and like a couple of things on Twitter, but like,
I haven't sat in front of a television to watch live Olympics.
I don't even have that. Like I have a TV in my apartment, but like I have an Apple TV hooked up to it and it's like Netflix and
so
Amazon Prime
like,
and like I don't have
cable.
But YouTube today gave me an ad or like one of the, you know,
one,
those like annoying pop-ups they have in the bottom
free
left
of
corner.
YouTube TV.
Instead of that, it was about the Olympics. It was like watch the Olympics live on YouTube TV, 1 month free trial. And I was like, if there was ever a time.
Did you do it?
I didn't. No.
You didn't.
But if there was ever a time
it would
I was
be,
going to do
it
this
be
a time.
There was one of the comments, one of the top comments on one of these Olympic TikToks, it had like 400,000 thumbs ups on the comment. It was like something just like about the Olympics this year. Like there's just like no hype around the Olympics. There's just like too much going on.
It was also supposed to be the 2020 Olympics.
Right,
they
and
got
they
canceled.
Left all the graphics. At
and they're
this,
calling it. It's this is like intentional. It's
they
like,
are calling it the 2020
yeah,
Olympics.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's literally called Tokyo 2020 Olympics because of weird reasons that I don't understand. But
well, then they can't throw off the cycle, right?
I guess, but like.
What's going to happen to athletes that they're trying out for 2024? They're only going to have 3 years of practice?
That's my question. Exactly what I was about to ask because.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, this is technically like a weird wild card 20-1 on the off
it
numbers.
Just, it threw off everything.
Yeah. And we don't need to talk about like, that time.
I just don't know. I mean, you know, and there's definitely people watching the Olympics, but I remember like watching Phelps in 2008, you know, in 2012 and like, a lot of my friends were excited to like catch Phelps swimming live. You
it
know?
Was like the Super Bowl or
right.
like the Grammys or
feels,
the Oscars. It was like appointment TV
it
viewing.
Feels,
right?
It feels scattered.
There's
you know?
Also no like, and because of everything, there hasn't really been like a Michael Phelps type of figure. And like last time we had, I think her name was Simone Biles,
yep.
the gymnast. And we had a couple other people, but like, it hasn't, and I've seen a couple ads with her actually.
Yeah, same.
On, just like around, but
she's
like
she's in the Olympics this year.
Yeah, I think so, but it's just not the same hype.
No,
I think that you know we just kind of got like thrown off. I hope that the next one will be good. Also, we have the winter ones coming up soon. I think
isn't
too.
Isn't that 2022?
I think they do. It's like alternate where like
every two years
there's
and then
one of them.
Isn't the World Cup coming up too?
That didn't that just happen the Euro?
Wasn't that the
or that was the Euro,
Euro.
Where
yeah.
England was. Almost and then
oh
Italy.
They almost
yeah,
brought
Italy
it
got it.
I mean I'm not much
I'm not
of
sure
not
but it's interesting
guy.
To note that like that me neither but like I think that like as like an entertainment media form
yeah
it's the most important or not maybe important but like
the
you
Olympics
know,
you're saying
these are like the most thoughtful or thought of media events that there are realistically
I have
the most high profile things
I have
it's like concerts in the Olympics
yeah I have like my respect for the Olympic Games is extremely high like these are the most talented athletes like it's cool to make it to like you know the NBA but then if you're playing for like the US men's Olympic team
yes
you know to be like an Olympic whatever
representing
medalist
your country
that's crazy
best in the world
yeah.
is something
yeah.
you know
it's
kind
cool.
of funny also because we call it like the World Series
right
and we're like do you win the Super Bowl you're like you're the world
and,
champions
and
it's like
yeah.
we only play this
yes.
in- it's
yes.
kind of funny
all the but. Announcers whenever any major US sports team wins a title it's like and now you're world champions and
yeah.
it's like oh America
yeah. it's really weird though that you we know? Can't watch those things the Olympics and those things just like on the native spaces that we're in, like on YouTube or like you can't watch it on Twitch. Why can't we watch that on Twitch?
Why can't I tune into the Olympics on Twitch?
Yeah, because it's crazy. Licensing. And it should be like, they should, I mean, this will happen soon. It's just a matter of time. I don't know. I hope this happens by the next Olympics at the rate we're going, probably. Imagine having Shroud or someone of like a similar effect like that there
watching,
doing their stream. And it's like, instead of it just being like, do you know how like for like the NBA they have like Shaq and all those guys?
Yes, right. Yes, yes,
like imagine like a similar version of that, but with internet personalities, and it doesn't have to be gamers.
So,
you know,
there
it could
is
be
a comparison.
Dude, Perfect would be amazing to watch. Comment
Olympics
on that.
With yeah. So Shroud does stream like Valorant tournaments. So there is like kind of that crossover. And then like people like Tim the Tat Man will stream NFL games. So they're
there
like you go. Like he has some sort of partnership with Twitch with the NFL.
That's big
to stream. Literal sports games on Twitch, which like though I think the more the merrier, you know.
I mean that's the whole point of the internet, I think, of like
is
where
to
we're
be
at.
Open.
Yeah.
Right?
And like Ben Thompson has his like aggregation theory on Stratechery where he talks about like how now the internet is supply and demand has shifted, right? Where there's infinite supply of content. Mm-hmm. And so now demand is the scarce good. There used to be demand, you know, only three TV channels, and so you can only be like, all right, well I have to watch one of these three things. But now you could watch anything effectively, you know? So the more the merrier, and the best rises to the top. And when you have an algorithm, like, and we should talk about this stuff, but like with TikTok's
perfect
algorithm,
segue.
Right? With TikTok's algorithm, they've figured out this way to really recognize what you're interested in. And it's not even what you're necessarily interested in. The Wall Street Journal just did a really great video. Joanna Stern just did a great video explaining how TikTok's algorithm works. They did this. Did you see this?
No.
You have to watch it. It's really great. It's on their YouTube and on their website, but Joanna Stern tweeted it. She basically made something like 50 or 100 fake or like robot TikTok accounts and then gave them different profiles. So like this one's Kentucky, 26 years old. This one's New York, 25 years old. Wow. Different political affiliations.
Sure.
And then they were like, let's watch what happens. And they had this one account that like they gave a interest in like sad, depressive kind of like content like that and watched how it just got suggested more and more and more stuff like this. And the takeaway is basically not that it shows you things that you're quote unquote interested in, but in the things that you will watch. And that's why like when it shows like a pretty girl or like someone like some girl doing like some crazy dance, like, and I sit there watching it, I'm like, damn, like, it's not that I'm necessarily like interested in this or seeking it out, but if you put it in front of me,
you're falling for
I'm
the trap.
Gonna fall for the trap and watch it. And so like it's kind of this like two-way split where like, you know, maybe at first you like seek that stuff out because it makes you feel good, but then this feedback loop starts where it knows that that's the thing that is gonna get you to watch more, and so it suggests that more to you without any real thought about, you know, if you're actually looking for that, let alone like sentiment and how it makes you feel. Right, because they can't tell if you're like, although Facebook had some apparent things a while ago about that. But
speaking of algorithms,
yeah, well, and thinking about this too, one more thing with the TikTok thing, The Verge just had a great article where they showed, gave instructions on how to download your watch history on TikTok. So it shows all the videos that you've watched on TikTok in like a reverse chronological order.
That's scary.
Crazy. So you can see the stuff that you've watched, and that's basically how Wall Street Journal did this. It's a JSON file, so like a big text, but you can turn that into a CSV. But
and what does it just give you the URLs of the TikTok videos that
I haven't
watched?
Done it with mine yet, and it basically will just do that. Yeah, and you have to go. It's very complicated.
Wow.
It takes a long time to do it, but
wow, I did not know that.
I'm super interested in that kind of
I gotta watch that Joanna video.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. But I'm super interested in like that kind of like collecting my own data stuff, and I think that like knowing that like on YouTube, I love looking at the watch history on YouTube, just being like, oh my god, like I can't believe I just like watched like 6 Logan Paul clips at like 2 a.m. like what am I up to, you know?
Wow.
But the TikTok algorithm does these things in ways that other ones don't really.
Yeah,
but like YouTube will like definitely like ruin my browse features if I watch like the other day I watched it's an amazing I forget the name of it, something in Italian, and all the videos are subtitles with English because they're all speaking Italian, but they're making pasta and all this food like I've never seen before. It's like the best, this amazing cooking channel, and I watched like 2 or 3 videos of like them making this like handmade pasta, and now all that YouTube wants to show me is this one channel. And I'm like, guys, like this is not what I want English videos also, like, because these got these subtitles on it.
The TikTok algorithm feels like it's the best one out there.
No comparison to me. And before we started recording, I was kind of talking about how like Instagram has done a couple of things where like it's shown me posts that are like bizarrely similar to each other, one after the other. Like there was this ad for a company that was like making like Enron merchandise.
Enron is a now defunct
company. Like a famously failed company. There's a great documentary called The Smartest People in the Room that explains the story. But in like the 80s, I think they were the 90s, they were like this huge scheme and like Bernie Madoff kind of basically back in the day, but their logo is this E on like an angle. And, so there's like an ad for like some company that's like trying to be like, you know, finance bro, cool,
making like, these like vintage,
making a joke
shirts.
About the, exactly.
Yeah.
And then I scroll, the next post is Tim Dillon, the comedian, made merch and it's an F in the same font, like fake business saying like, I'm a fake business, but.
Do you think that's coincidence?
I don't know. And but like on TikTok, I would say no, and that was the algorithm doing it.
Yeah.
But on Instagram, I'm not sure of
right,
that.
Because the whole For You page, there's no chronological or
there's
any.
No input. I mean, I guess there is from like followers, because like it'll show your posts. It'll show
yeah.
my sister's post.
Yeah,
and be like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
follow
yeah.
this person.
That's right. In the For You page, sometimes the people that I'm following yeah. will show me their post. I think that's just to like help you boost your friends, you know? Like it'll show you your, because like quote unquote friends, if you're both mutuals, it calls you friends on TikTok.
Right.
And
which is weird considering the fact that like it's not for friends really, but.
Right. But there. Yeah, your Instagram example, like, are they scanning the photos, you know?
I definitely, like, well, I mean, we know that they are because of the COVID information
oh, yes,
warnings.
Yes,
so we know for
yes,
sure that they're doing scanning. Some kind of, you know,
machine learning
NLP, figuring stuff out what's going on in the actual images, right? In iOS 15, now you could do it on your camera. So, like, Instagram definitely has that technology,
true,
right?
True,
and so, like, I believe it.
And TikTok definitely does,
and if TikTok's doing this, like, Adam Mosseri came and did, like, a really interesting video a couple of weeks ago. Where he talked about like the future of Instagram and like how they're not just like a square photo is happening more, and it's true. And it's like he's basically saying that they're going to change the feed to be more like TikTok and to have like posts that aren't from people you follow show up in your main
right.
feed,
right.
which is crazy.
They're literally just ripping off of TikTok.
Right. But it's at the same time, like that's what, that's what Instagram is best at.
It's
that's what Facebook is best at. And the stories on Instagram like literally became the most compelling feature because they copied it blatantly from Snap.
Yep.
You know, but I'm hopeful that that gets better because to be honest with you, my Instagram feed is not what it was. It's getting worse and worse every day.
Yeah.
And you know,
how do you feel browsing Instagram in 2021?
Not good, to
yeah,
be honest with
same.
You. I don't know what I'm looking for there anymore.
Yeah. Me
where
too.
I'm like, am I going here for friends? Am I going here for like media companies? Am I going here for like brands? Like it's just, and this is like my thing with algorithms. And I also really feel this on Twitter too. Where like the reverse chronological thing, at least I know that everything's the most recent at the top and that like works. But the context switching of just being like news, tech, celebrity gossip, skateboarding, crypto,
on
finance,
Twitter.
On Twitter and on Instagram and all these places, it's just getting to me mentally. Mm. Like I feel it stressing me out and just causing anxiety. And I just have like gotten to a point now where I just like don't even... I just reject it completely. Like I don't even allow it to like as soon as I feel that I just like stop. But then I'm like, I still want to get information. I feel like I didn't find what I was looking for. I didn't get that dopamine release that I'm used to getting from going on Twitter because I feel like it's and Instagram because it's become cluttered and the context switching like throws me off my groove and I can't like get deep into anything, which is why I've been doing a lot of podcasts lately. And why I think that like Twitch is really interesting too, because it's a similar kind of thing where it's like, sit down, you have to really spend a lot of time with it for it to make sense or be worth it
yes.
or get the value out of it. Whereas on Twitter and Insta, it just feels like much more like quick, bing, 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 bang,
bang,
bang. That's
right, like snackable, like bite-sized.
Yes.
Yeah, like and when I, my Twitch sessions, like when I watch Twitch, it's probably like, you know, 40 minutes, hour 20, you
that's
know.
That's long.
Like, right, and I'm watching, you know, Shroud or Shazam or Tens or Hiko or... Anyway.
You're doing other things though. It's a little passive, right? Like you're not just like
depends,
sitting there.
Depends.
Maybe if it's like a like something really intense.
Like
but.
when I'm going to bed, usually Shazam is streaming, and like
yeah.
I don't really like I'm not like into binging Netflix shows these days.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I'm not like I do not like endlessly scrolling through Instagram. I do not like because
that feels
scrolling.
Bad if you do that.
That
for
feels
minutes.
Bad.
But
if exactly.
you watch Twitch,
if I watch Twitch for 40 minutes, it's like whatever. I'm getting entertained. You know, everyone
yeah.
lays in bed and consumes content, right? And so for me, watching Twitch doesn't make me feel as guilty or as just like empty inside
of the hour TikTok
than,
before bed. Yeah.
Well, The TikTok I find pretty entertaining.
Because that's what gives you that dopamine hit.
I've learned a lot of things on TikTok.
True, yeah.
Like,
honestly,
I get,
same.
I get served, like, really good piano content. I get served, like recipes. I get served, like, a lot of, like, New York videos. Like, it also knows where you are.
Yes.
You know, so it's, like,
I get a lot of really good New York, like, restaurant and bar talks. And it's, like, good advice, too. It's, like, on it, you know?
Yep. And so everyone is just going to – it feels like everyone is just going after TikTok because that For You page is,
it
like –
it works, though.
And, it is so special.
I wanted to tweet about this earlier today, and I just didn't know how to phrase this in tweets because it's kind of a complicated idea, I guess. But, like, the Twitter feed, if they're going to do an algorithmic timeline for Twitter, they need to do that thing I was talking about. And, if you go to the Explore page, it will bundle things on Twitter where it's like, all right, here's something about crypto. Here's something about Marquez Brownlee. Here's something about the Olympics. And it will, like, literally, like, group these things so that, like, you see how you just scroll by it. But, like, it's grouping them. It's like, there's San Francisco.
And it's like, capital, business,
yes.
And finance.
And it's like,
wow,
a bunch of tweets, like a bundle of tweets, kind of, all about these little topics. And then you find the people kind of, like, in that space. And then it, like, breaks it out into these little areas. And then it's like, see more. I want to see more of that kind of structuring and organization of content on the Twitter algorithmic feed if they're going to do it. Because if you're going to give me an algorithm to do it, better at least, like, organize this stuff for me in a way that makes sense for me. And I
well,
maybe, like,
you,
there
do
should
you
be like a
Twitter like this.
Well, I've been switching back and forth recently.
And by this, with, like, top tweets first
versus latest.
See latest tweets instead. Yeah. I only have it on latest tweets instead.
I usually have it on latest, but recently I've been trying the algorithm because I've just been spending more time on TikTok.
You've been
and I've
been trying
thinking about
the algorithm
it.
On Twitter.
And
I feel the exact opposite because I'm a purist in the sense that I don't want Twitter to tell me what it thinks I want to see. I want to see what
all
I'm
of it.
Choosing to see in the way, you know, they were just tweeted in into the ether.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, my thing too is that, like, because for me, like, my context switching problem is also a byproduct of my feed being kind of, like, it's not even bifurcated, it's just, like, completely fragmented where there's all these different topics because I, like I said, have, like, people I follow about politics and tech and, like, then you see, like, health and public health news and, like, everyone nowadays is like a political pundit, basically. And so, like, it's just kind of annoying that, like, for me personally, that, like, even with the latest tweets first, I still get this, like, random hodgepodge of things that's, like, not related. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not in those bundles, like I said. Like, that's, like, a bug. It's, like, a feature and a bug, right? It's, like, part of what you're going to get with it. So I need to clean up my
feed. Sometimes
but,
when I'm browsing on Twitter.com, it shows me – I know exactly what you're talking about, those bundles. Like, in between a tweet, it'll take, like – if I scroll long enough, it'll give me a section.
Like a topic.
Of, like, where it literally there's, like, Marquez Brownlee with a plus sign.
Yeah.
Or, like – technology with a plus sign, and it's like these, like, topics, and I'm just like, I don't really know, you know, I follow Marquez, you know, I, like, I get his tweets, like, I don't really know that I need to be seeing people tweeting about Marquez, you know.
Right,
that's sort of the way I feel about
this. I mean, it depends on what the topic is, obviously, but I'm just very much at a point where I'm feeling like I don't want to say that, like, I've outgrown these tools, but I feel like they haven't evolved enough given the state of where we're at. And like, I think I talked about this, like, really early on in one of the earlier episodes of the podcast, but I, like, kind of, like, have, like, an RSS feed that I rely on a lot.
Yes.
That has, like,
to
a lot of
news.
Like, yeah, like, websites and blogs and email newsletters that I like a lot more because I know what I'm going to get in there, and there's no, like, random retweets that are going to, like, hijack my timeline of, like, suddenly there's, like, something about masks in my space where I'm like, I want tech and business news.
Yeah.
So
that, I mean, like, that's just, like, kind of the ever-present problem of having so much information is, like, we don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, you used to have to, like, go seek the information. Now the information just, like, flooded into our eyeballs.
Right. And there's so much.
And
like I said,
there's
more
overabundance
of it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's a blessing and a curse, but it's also beautiful because we get to contribute to it, which we're doing right now. And, you know, it's really nice to know that there's a bunch of people who are listening to us talk about that and kind of, like, share our experiences with it.
And,
like,
making your commute go by.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is nice.
And, you know, podcasts are really good at that, too, in a different way, right? So it's nice that there's, like, different formats and everything. Hilarious that the podcast has come back as, like, a genre where like the radio show,
podcasts are so back. It's yeah. crazy. Everyone and their mother has a podcast, yes. but like,
but the radio show is like the oldest, you yeah, know, besides form, like writing.
Yeah. It was like one of the most popular forms of media yeah. before television.
And like Howard right. Stern, you know, was before Joe Rogan. True. There was Howard true, Stern. True. And true, there were all these true. Other guys too. And like, you know, before there was Tucker Carlson, there was what's his name? Oh, Bob wow. Imus.
Oh boy.
And all these people who were like these pundits, yeah. you know, Rush Limbaugh on the radio. And there were all these guys who like that was the spot. And it's amazing that yeah, like podcasts now are just like this format that we're like so accustomed to.
It's also just never been easier.
So you know, easy.
Like click record on so the mix easy. Pre, put the SD card in, like it's you don't need to go anywhere, you know, you don't need to go to like a special studio. It's yeah. just like I can bring this thing anywhere.
Yeah, and I'll just pop a memory card into your computer.
And boom bam. That's how you fix that. That's yeah. a TikTok reference. so are we gonna do a season two? What do you think?
I'm into it.
Should we do a season 1.5? Or should we just, you know,
just keep floating around?
Well, we can't do summer school because summer's over. Yeah. You know, like,
yeah.
When we reboot this, you know, we're going to have to like rebrand it, yes. maybe get video involved. I definitely want to hear from the audience, you know, if you enjoyed it, if you hated it, like, let us know. Like, yeah. tweet me and Tyler. We still see your tweets. Literally like an hour or two ago, someone tweeted
controller. The last episode. It makes my day every time.
It's so great.
I know we say it, but we need to just like really say how I love so that. That's
random.
A thing. And I'm just like, oh, so like, happy.
Yeah, so cool. It just feels really nice. Someone yeah. actually cares to yeah. listen to the podcast.
So thank you guys you know? for hitting us back and for listening. And we're glad that you're here with us.
And I think we'll see some iteration of like, you know, a next version of this.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm into it.
Maybe it has video. Maybe we do it with guests. Like,
what do you guys want to see? Let us know.
Yeah, what do you want to hear?
Yeah, and see, hear, yeah,
what
true.
Do you want us to talk
true,
about? Like, true. I know these episodes weren't really structured. I think if it has a guest, it inherently lends itself to be a little more structured, maybe a little bit more interesting because – you
less
know,
of us just kind of like less, having a free
it's less
for-all.
Of me and you just, you know, hanging right. out. And it's like, yeah. So let us know. And for the final word of the day, Mr. Gold.
I mean, it has to be summer.
It has to be summer. Okay. It has to be summer. Check out goldsguide.com for you. All things Tyler Gold writing.
Yes.
Tyler is hard at work getting his newsletter website. What's good and what's next?
Yes.
So hit up Tyler at Gold's Guide. When you know I retweet something or when I say something, Tyler literally gets a spike in traffic. So
it's really yeah.
We you know Tyler definitely I'm sure feels very appreciative of
sure. yes.
of the eyeballs. Yes. Not just for me, but like you know you're like oh you know there's like. 5 people browsing the website right now. Like, that's cool. You
it
know,
feels
like
good.
Seeing those live sessions, like that's real.
It feels good. And seeing how, you know, people are like sitting there for like 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes,
like actually reading,
they're reading this know? Article. That's that cool. feels good. So,
So I guess that's it. Summer school's over.
Yes.
Class cool. dismissed. I can't believe we, you know, held each other accountable for 8 weeks.
It's really good.
9 weeks technically.
I really think it's worth mentioning too. Like, with regards to how fast this summer went, yeah. having this as like
an anchor,
exactly,
pun intended.
Yeah, wow.
but for real, it's like
that
a nice,
regularity.
A nice Sunday evening nightcap where it's yep. like you have something to look forward to. And now I don't really have anything to look forward to. Like next Sunday I'm going to a wedding. My friend's getting married in New Jersey. But then you know the Sunday after that I'll just be in the city, and then I'm going hopefully on vacation in middle of August. And then maybe, you know, September or October, come back, figure out what the pod looks like mm-hmm. with guests, with maybe with video, some more structure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so to the probably estimated 300 or so that are going to listen to this, we thank you for your listenership.
Thank you very much.
And have a great rest of your summer.
Later.